you're finishing up your first term on the Fort Madison School Board. Why did you decide that you wanted to seek another term?
One of the primary reasons, we have made some fantastic gains with the school board as far as our transparency and with the new superintendent and working toward hopefully a new building. And I wanted to see a lot of those projects through. And, you know, I wanted to run again because I do live in the rural community, and I think it's very important to have a broad area of representation for a school board. So those are really two main reasons.
When it comes to some of the projects and some of the initiatives that you want to see continue, what are some of those that stand out to you that you really want to continue to be part of?
Definitely working toward this bond referendum is one of the big ones, because we owe it to our staff, our parents, our students, that we are educating our students for the 21st century in a safe and secure environment. And we can best do that with a new building. Another initiative that I want to continue to see is the community, as far as our superintendent being out in the community, the board members out in the community, the transparency. We have got a great relationship now with our teachers, and I think with all of us going toward the same goals, we can accomplish a lot. Fort Madison has so much to offer, and we need to get that out to people so we can let people know all the fantastic things that are going on in the schools, from, you know, like our Elliott's Test Kitchen to what's going on in the middle school as far as students getting an opportunity to go to Florida for science, and the things that are going on with community members coming into our schools from the kindergarten all the way up to our high school.
You mentioned the idea Fort Madison's a unique district because it's set in an urban area, but you stretch into the rural, obviously Denmark, the West Point area. And you mentioned being that voice for somebody who's not from Fort Madison, but still represented on the school board. Can you touch on how important that is?
Well, I think it's very important for the farmers. You know, I come from a farming background, and sometimes I think they feel like their voices aren't heard as far as what's going on with their taxpayer dollars, and especially with the busing, too. We have students that we go all the way out to Houston to pick students up. That's a long bus trip. And, you know, we need to have those voices heard when they have concerns that, you know, if everyone's from in town, you know, we kind of maybe lose touch with what's going on out in the rural area.
At this point, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the Fort Madison School District, and how would you work to resolve it if you were reelected?
I think there's a couple of big challenges. One of the biggest challenges we have is our open enrollment out. You know, we have more students open enroll out than open enroll in. And we need to get that conversation with the parents on what can we do to keep you in this district? What is it that you would like to see happen with your child in the district? What programs are we offering or not offering? There's always some variables that we can't control. If a parent lives in one district but works in another and it's more convenient. But I think there are some issues that we could address and we could change to hopefully stop some of the open enrollment. You know, another concern, of course, is, you know, our tax money, our tax referendum that we want to try to get passed so we can build our new school. But it's the communication to let everybody know just how vitally important it is, and to bring a lot of new people on our committee to help with this bond referendum. We've had a great committee, but we need to be able to reach more people. And that's probably one of the other challenges is our communication. We have the communication going in a great direction, but we just need to do better at it because Fort Madison has some terrific programs in our schools that people aren't aware of. So we just need to be more of a voice out there.
Is that the biggest thing you've learned when it comes to the bond referendum? You've had the position of being on the board and seeing how it's gone these two times. Is just the need for better communication the biggest thing that you as a board member have learned from the votes?
I believe so. It really is in my book. I would love to have more conversations with the people that have voted against it. And I really want to know their reason why. Is it because it's going to raise the taxes? Is it because you don't think we need it? Is it because, you know, that school was fine for you 40 years ago and you don't think kids need air conditioning? Where we can show you the studies of how kids perform in a safe school, in a climate controlled school. And so I think that's, again, what we really need to have is those communications to, you know, let people know. I think we did a great job with our Facebook. You know, we have things on our school websites, but we have to remember not everyone has access to that. So we just have to continue to reach people every way we can. And hopefully if we can get more community meetings going, we'll get more people that will come. So,
what are the traits and characteristics that you bring to the board?
Well, I think anyone that knows me knows that I shoot from the hip. I'm honest with everything. I think having an educational background is very important. I am a teacher, and it really helps with the board when we have reports that come through to really understand it and even help my other board members understand what some of these numbers mean. And I just think, you know, the reason I became a teacher because I wanted to help kids. I wanted to do what was best for kids. That's really why I'm on the school board. I want to do what's best for the kids in my backyard, in the Fort Madison School District, and their parents. And I know it's a struggle with, you know, the financial end of it and what are we going to do with various programs. But, you know, I just want to work toward that, you know.
Any other ideas? Maybe you've thought of them yourselves to bring before the board in a new term. Maybe you've heard them as you've been out talking to people, as you've been seeking reelection. Are there anything like that new ideas, new initiatives that you would be bringing with you to the board?
Well, there's always new initiatives as far as you know, sharing programs with other districts. You know, most districts are financially strapped. We need to find creative ways to spend our dollars. And sometimes that is sharing programs, whether it's with another public school, whether it's with the parochial school. So that's probably the big one. How do we get the best bang for our buck? And because I'm a taxpayer also, and I know how stretched those tax dollars are. I think probably one of the big things that we would like to do is work a little harder with our legislators so that our 1 cent local option sales tax, you know, it's set to expire, that it can be extended for another 20 years. So it could help the taxpayers with some tax relief to get things like a new building or whatever. So,
anything else you'd like to add?
Just that, you know, we have work that still needs to be done. On the board, I think I bring the experience. I've learned a lot. It's not a job for, quite frankly, the faint of heart, because we've had some concerns even with the recent bond referendum, where sometimes there's personal attacks and you learn that you cannot take them seriously. And people will call you up wanting something done and they don't realize that we can't arrange a change in a bus schedule. That's not the job of the board. And so, you know, I just think I want to run again to get some things finished and yeah. And, you know, represent the residents of the Fort Madison Community School District the best that I can.